to take a moment, and they're saying to breathe out. And so this is to allow ourselves to get settled into our truth, into our monastery. So we've all had prior conditioning. In other words, we've all had those lifetimes when we've been in the monastery, we've been in the convent, we've been in the cave, we've done it all. And so they're reminding us that we travel with that supposition. In other words, we travel with that exposure. We travel with that tranquil disposition, that tranquil infinity. So they're showing me the infinity symbol. So in other words, we have all found our place in the higher regions. We have all drifted into mastery. And so what we're doing is we're remembering that we take that with us. Now, this is very essential because we're reporting to our truth. We're reporting to our divinity. We're reporting to our appropriate destiny. Now, this is very relevant. Appropriate is, it's not, yes, Miss Helen, it's not, maybe I'll get there, maybe I won't, maybe I know what to do, maybe not. It's realizing that this is our arrival. In other words, we already have the return ticket. It's already in our hand, paid for. So when they're saying to arrive at our monastery, it's giving ourselves permission to relax and to endure. So endure means whatever comes our way, whatever floats in, that from the egoic perspective is not anticipated, from the ego perhaps not welcome, we're moving beyond that. In other words, we're taking ourselves to that higher ledger, that higher stance where we self-endorse. So in other words, we're already present with our divine grace, with our divine establishment, with our divine promotion. And so even when they're saying promotion, they want me to back up because it's self-promotion. It's not waiting, hoping. It's allowing ourselves grace, allowing ourselves riches, allowing ourselves our true prosperity. So when we take our monastery with us, we can relax in that knowing that provisions will be made, that all will be provided for as we align, as we attune to that higher circumstance, to that higher arrival. Because as we will allow life to present, so that means life is no longer a struggle. Whatever it presents, we welcome it. We welcome it in recognition that we're here. We're here to establish grace. We're here to establish promotional consent. We're here to continue to align to Source. So when we remember that Source makes up the commodity, the energy of everything in occurrence, they're shot me like someone like got their little dukes up, like ready to fight. And so just think of like a cartoon where someone's like picked up by the collar, and instead of duking it out, you know, like they're placed in another matter. So this is what we're permitting ourselves to align with and to proceed. In other words, to adjust to our holy vision, to adjust to our certainty. This is extremely relevant because we're learning. They're showing me the Empress card. So this is birthing. We're learning how to birth our divine presence. Now, this is not new. It's something we've done again and again and again. So as we will take ourselves into triumph, as we will take ourselves into pure status, as we will self-promote, in other words, deliver the goods to our own circumstance, our own domicile, our own permission, we're not waiting for others to come on board. We're not waiting for the outer to get wind of the new news. We're permitting our own sequencing. This is very, very essential because it's like the tide, the winds, it's just getting more and more pronounced. I had another word they interjected, pronounced, meaning dark's getting darker, light's getting lighter. So this is a given. This is a given. So it's almost like settling in. Instead of being at the edge of our seat, it's like settling in. If you sit on a mat and meditate, or if you just sit back and just allow yourself the pleasure of the breath, we're allowing ourselves to create our destiny, to move into our highest claim, to move into our highest realization, because that's where they're showing me like if you pull an apple from the tree, it's like the apples are there, but you gotta climb a little higher to bring it forth, to bring forth the delicious goodness. Now the delicious goodness is in our own coincided value, in English, our own divine presence. This is something we can bank on. Bank on meaning it was the divine plan all along. Very, very essential that we adjust in terms of our givens. We adjust in terms of our preferences, our delights. Well, my preference is I particularly would not like that to occur today. That's the ego preference. The higher awareness is under all conditions, under all circumstances, under all available accesses, I self-promote. In other words, I understand that I'm here to claim higher vision, to claim higher awareness. And they're literally showing me the devil card. Particularly, I want to say I do not approve. It's like, who wants to see the devil card? But this is the whole point. The devil, this is what we're mastering within self. So we're understanding that we are literally in charge of final outcome, of final endurance. We're here to bring forth the light under all conditioning. So the conditioning is what we see in the outer realm, turn on the news. The conditioning is what we see in their inner realm, turn on the news within your own mind. So what in your own mind is presenting with that devilish shortchange? So in other words, it's not plugged into truth. It's not plugged into truth. And so we're allowing ourselves, oh my gosh, that is showing me like an electrical cord where you can just plug in, you know, you got six. And they're handing it out to everyone. So everyone's got at least six. Where we can plug into accuracy, where we can plug into higher endurance, when we can plug in to truest forecast. Truest forecast. Now, there's a reason I wanted to say true. They said truest because there's more to come. Remember, there's truth, but truth depends on the level of accuracy. In other words, what dimensional reality we're attuning to. So there's truth in the linear. There's truth. Well, that was just their projection onto me. There's truth. Well, I'm dreaming them, so it's really my own disbelief. And so higher and higher we go. So as we will allow ourselves lift off, as we will allow ourselves true persuasion, as we will allow ourselves and afford ourselves richest pleasure. So richest pleasure is there's more to come, and there's more to come. So again, as we serve our highest value, as we serve our highest abundance, our highest availability, we turn on the light. So whatever is occurring in our field of endurance, in other words, our own particular circumstances, as we will receive the light, as we will own our power, remember we can plug in six times, there's a lot of amp there. As we will allow our own value, we create further broadcast. So in other words, we're here to set the record straight, and we do it through our own provisions, through our own delights through our own awareness, through our own recommendation, through our own assertive value. So we're asserting, we're inserting truth. We're inserting truth, and we're looking at our own devilish mind, if you will. We're looking at our old beliefs. We're looking at our old sorrows. We're looking at the old conditioning. So I keep saying old, but it's what we signed up for. It's sort of like you're on an assembly line, you go to a cafeteria, you got your tray, and it's like, pile me up. So each of us are rearranging the atoms. Each of us in proper sequencing, this is very relevant, trust what arrives. So you may be waiting for this healing, and it's like, where's my healing? Well, pay attention, trust what arrives. Because many of you are trying to push away what's arriving. I don't have time for this, I'm busy finding my healing. Well, what arrived, as you master that, as you open up to that, as you claim highest advantage, it's part of your endurance, it's part of your procedure, it's part of your steps. Your steps have been ordered. So the way of arrival is to proceed with grace, with mastery. In other words, allow all to receive your light. Allow all to receive your love. Allow all to be remembered. So as we will receive this highest advancement, as we will receive this highest endurance, the endurance is very significant. You may feel like you need to leave. You may need a pause. You may need a breath. But you don't want to leave any of the children outdoors overnight. You want to bring everything back home and realize if it arrived with your name on it, it's time for endurance. It's time to go back and check it out. It's time to start considering, okay, why have I called this forth? What am I ready to know? What's my next procedure? So that endurance is telling ourselves, I've got this. I may not know the answer yet, but I've got it. Because if it's arrived, I have called it forth for my own mastery sequencing. So as we will receive that divine understanding, as we will receive our holy value and witness. This means to receive ourselves in our holiness. We're not looking through things from our five senses. We're opening up to our grace, to our divinity, to our mastery, seeing with spiritual vision, seeing with spiritual accuracy. So as we will allow ourselves, they're showing me the high priestess, so as we will allow ourselves to endure, as we will allow ourselves to proceed, showing me coming together, we find our availability. In other words, that aspect of self that's been waiting to be recognized, that is going to be the answer to the puzzle that we're blessed with. They're saying, say blessed. I'm like, are you sure? It's going to be the answer. A part of ourselves that needs an acquittal. A part, and I just see like these orphan children outside of my door right now. It's like I see them. So these are the parts wanting to come back home, wanting to be heard, wanting to be integrated, wanting to be believed. Very relevant. There are many present, both in the recording and physically present, that need to believe themselves, that really need to believe in themselves again. So you actually have, it's like you're sitting on a book, you're sitting on a miracle. I mean, very strong commodities. But the activating cause, the activating agent, is your own self-belief. And this is where you checked out long ago. I almost have, oh gosh, it's like you're here in body, but you're not really here and haven't been for many centuries. So So we all have different ways of coping. So again, you're like, where's my miracle? Where's my miracle? And Spirit's basically saying, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Are you fully present? Are you fully present? Who's living your life? Who's living your life? So as we will offer ourselves this highest note of availability. So when I said note of availability, I literally had these stars. And when I saw them, it was like activation. It was like energy, energy, energy. So our highest availability is our consent, our agreement. Yes, follow the dotted line. So when I say dotted lines, I literally, it's like connecting stars, connecting stars. So each time, it's opening up to further broadcast, further demonstration, further consent, further allowance, further divinity. When we're ready to proceed, the activations are there. Someone's going to giggle. I looked at a picture this morning that I saw before, but today I saw it and the bell started ringing. The vibrations went through me because I'm available. So this is the point. I saw it, I don't know how many days ago, I was not available yet. So this is about us opening to our true provisions, our true accuracy, our true template. There is more than enough support. It's not the support. It's our own availability. It's our support of ourselves, our belief in self. So as we will offer ourselves this opportunity of allowance, and as I'm saying this, I've got dolphins just everywhere holding our space, holding our template. There's a temple I'm looking at, and there's an energy transfusion. In other words, this energy is like sealing our fate. It's just going through us. It's going through us and allowing ourselves to present, allowing ourselves to align, allowing ourselves full broadcast, stepping into your ministry of awakening. Excuse me. So this is about proceeding with grace, affordability, registering, like you register for school, registering, showing up. I keep saying this and they're insisting I do that because there's still many of us that, I'm just going to use the word, had checked out long ago. So we're showing up. Put me on the roster, sign me up. So when I'm saying that, I feel the energy descending into our energy systems. It's like we're the ones saying yes. We're the ones allowing full broadcast. Oh, it's so beautiful. So beautiful. So again, allow ourselves to proceed. Allow these energies to stir, to touch all walks of life. This means everywhere you walk. All walks of life. Everywhere you walk. When I saw that photo, you never know where grace is going to land. You never know. You can open a closet and boom, you suddenly remember truth. All walks of life. All walks of life. They keep having me say it all over and over. So I shall. All walks of life. This means wherever we go, there goes divinity. Wherever we go. So we're receiving grace. We're receiving full demonstration. We're receiving full charge. You want a cell phone to charge, you leave it till it's full. Full charge means I don't have to go back to get more that's due me because I'm available for it now. I'm ready for it now. So see the light creating your destiny, awakening to your next conclusion, awakening to your divine readiness, your divine readiness. essence, your own divinity. Your own divinity. You're waking up yourself, coming into agreement, coming into allowance, coming into demonstration, coming into assertive value. And know that it is. Know that it is by your demonstration, by your consent, by your willingness, by your assertion. Know that it is. You call the shots, as they say. Know that it is. There's somebody that waters it down in the past. I wonder if it worked. I wonder if it worked on me. I wonder if I was open. All that doubting actually waters it. It's not that you don't receive. It's that you then have to deal with the doubt because you're the creator. You're the co-creator. So when you add that, when you add that qualifier, you then, everything we put out, we're responsible for. So now that's got to be dismissed to get back to the basics. So in English, you don't got to wonder anymore. What you declare is. Receive that. What you declare is. So it is. Okay, let me read the chats. Okay. So.